This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Monday, July 11th, 2016. A ZANU-PF lawmaker and former official of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, Munyaradzi Kereke, has been found guilty of raping his wife's niece. Harare magistrate No Mupeiwa acquitted him of allegedly indecently assaulting the minor sister. He is expected to be sentenced this afternoon. Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag Movement and Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign are calling for another shutdown this week amid threats by the government to censor social media. Botswana says it will await Zimbabwe's brief on the current instability in the country, adding that it is always ready to welcome refugees from the neighboring nation like it did during the Liberation War and when some Zimbabweans were fleeing Gukurahundi atrocities in the 1980s. Zimbabweans are protesting over the declining economy, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet. Some protesters who were arrested last week for staging a mass stayaway over Zimbabwe's economic decay admit calls for President Robert Mugabe to step down for allegedly failing to run the country have been granted bail. At the same time, Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign spokesperson Promise Mukwananzi has been granted $300 bail for allegedly staging a protest outside Chapwe supermarket said to be owned by Vice President Phekisela Mboko. Zimbabwe Bank and Allied Workers Union joined retrenched Bank ABC workers expressing their dismay over the bank's decision to demand that all retrenched workers who still have outstanding loans pay up or have their properties attached. And Zimbabwe's rugby squad, the Sables, are in danger of missing out of the World Cup qualifiers for the first time in 36 years. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our hosts, Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube, will be talking with listeners and experts about police brutality in Zimbabwe as videos of police assaulting protesters circulate on social media. Some of the videos are hard to watch as police beat up a woman who claims to have health problems. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.